You're listening to the Study Clicks podcast, your number one source for junior and leaving cert tips. We make exams easier. Hi, and welcome to another Study Clicks podcast. This week it's a bit different. We've lost Nessa, our usual podcast host, but we've replaced her with the lovely Celine.
Hello guys, I'm Celine. I'll be talking about Leaving Cert Biology today and just some general tips going through the paper and then at the end some do's and don'ts about the exam.
Yeah, so it's all about biology. Believe it or not, Celine was taught biology by our very own Luke Saunders.
Yep, so the man himself.
The founder of StudyClicks.ie, so we're in the presence of royalty basically. And yeah, so Celine got a H1. I also got a H1, so we're both pretty decent
at... competition.
Yeah, no pressure, it's fine. yeah, we both know our stuff kind of, and we've got some good tips that's hopefully helping you go forward with your biology study, can help you also get not necessarily a H1, there's no pressure, but whatever you're aiming for in your biology exam, these tips should help you out.
Yeah, so yeah. Biology is like the most popular optional subject to pick for a Leaving Cert. So that doesn't mean though it's very easy. It's not an easy ride and it is a very jam-packed subject with loads of specific information. So although it is a popular one, it's not easy.
Yeah, that's definitely like a misconception that people think of the three sciences. You know, you can do chemistry, biology, physics, or also ag science, but people think, oh, biology is the easy one because it's all about the body. Sure, I know my own body, but it people get shocked then when they do it because there's so much information and there's a lot of kind of technical terms as well.
Yeah, that being said though, it was my favorite subject, I do have to say, and I enjoyed it the most, and I'm studying biomedical science now in NUIG, so it's what I went on to do with my college career, so I do really enjoy it, so hopefully like you'll get the enjoyment out of it as well.
Yeah,
so will we start by running through the paper really quickly?
Yeah,
so there's section A, section B, and section C, and in section A it's the short questions. So there's 6 available, you answer 5 and there's 20 marks each, but I would always recommend to answer all 6 of them because biology is one of the subjects that you have got loads and buckets of time in. So answer the 6 if you can, even if you're not sure about all of it, just go for it, get it all done because you'll get marks for whatever words you put down there. Then we have got section B, which is the experiments. There's 3 available and 2 of them are marked. They're 30 marks each. Again, I would say to answer them all if you can. Just easy marks. Be really familiar with your experiments. They're not that difficult to learn.
Yeah, and I think for the experiments, because there are a few of them and they're always the same, you know, it's not like they're going to throw a new one at you this year that you've never seen before.
They can't really shock you.
Yeah, you learn them all off and then that's it. You're good to go. And if you want help with the experiments, we actually have a blog about it on Study Clicks, and it has a list of all of the experiments as YouTube videos.
Yeah.
So you can watch them there. That's really handy. Just check it out on our blog page or ask one of the team's members.
Which is probably one of the best ways to learn them, really, because you don't need a big intricate method or anything like that. You just need the general method and then any sources of error and then some specific things about some of the experiments, like why you would incubate a petri dish upside down instead of right way up, things like that. You can't really go wrong though. I mean, those things are really repetitive. You'll see that through looking through the exam papers.
Yeah, and diagrams are pretty important as well for the experiments, I think.
Yeah.
For yourself when you're studying them, kind of like to learn them off. If you draw them out, it makes it sort of clear in your mind. I think I found that personally when I was studying, not even just experiments, but a lot of things in biology, like I wouldn't really understand them, but then I try to make out my own notes and I draw diagrams and I draw like little bullet points and arrows and trying to connect everything, and that made it a lot clearer. So if anything is kind of, if there's a block in your brain on any of the topics, I would really recommend doing diagrams because I think it's a huge help.
Yeah, and it's no harm practicing diagrams. Like, you think you can draw an experiment until you're sitting there and you realise that.
What does a beaker look like?
Yeah, what side of what does everything go? And it can get confusing. So do practice them, it's no harm. And you'll feel more confident going into the experiment section then anyway.
Yeah.
And then we have section C after that. So the section C is the long questions. There are 6 available and you do 4. If you have the time, try and do all 6. They are longer, they do take a bit more work, but usually you would have enough time to go for them anyway. In the long questions, there's always a genetics question, guaranteed every year. So
I avoided it like the plague. I hate genetics. Yeah, it was the one thing that I was like, I'm not studying it.
Yeah, some people literally just, that was it, they ignore genetics. But I mean, it comes up in loads of other sections too. Not just that it's a guaranteed question in section C, but I mean, it can be in short questions, it can be mentioned in experiments, it can be anywhere. So I know that it's not that nice, but if you do try to get to grips with it, it's such an advantage. As well as genetics then, there's usually a question on either or both of respiration and photosynthesis. So try to delve into them as well. The detail is probably more important in these two because they can ask more specific questions, especially since it's in section C. So don't forget to do them in more depth than you would other subjects, other topics.
Yeah, so that's the paper really. And it's, like you said, there's so much time. 3 hours is way too much.
Yeah.
It's like the only Leaving Cert subject where they give you way too much time.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a subject that you can relax in. You're not racing through it or anything.
Yeah, you're not under that time pressure.
So. Yeah.
It'd be great if we could take some of the time from biology and give it to other subjects.
Put it into English paper too.
Not possible, unfortunately.
Yeah. So, yeah, those are the three sections. And I suppose just general study tips. Like, what did you do in the run-up to the exams?
Yeah, so I have about five general tips. The first one I would say, and I would really stress this, is understand what you're talking about in biology. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people, it's because they get used to it from other subjects like Irish or English where they have to learn things off by heart.
Oh, yeah.
And biology isn't really like that because if you don't understand the process that's happening, like, I don't know, blood filtration in the excretion system or something like that, it's really hard to understand, like, to answer questions on it. It's really hard to, if you can't picture it in your head, then
yeah,
how are you supposed to answer questions on what's actually going on there? So I feel like if you don't understand, then reach out for other resources. So your teacher's description alone, it mightn't be enough. Though the way you might learn things might be through videos, or it might be through podcasts, or it might be just through other people's descriptions of things, not just your teachers. So reach out for those. Like, we have those in the videos and notes section on StudyClix for every topic in every subject. So really, you won't be at a loss there. There's plenty of resources.
Yeah, and I found, like, a lot of the time, the textbook, if you try to learn from the textbook, there's so much information and they, like, write so much surplus stuff that you don't need.
Yeah.
So I actually never looked at my textbook at all because we had, for fifth year, we had one teacher and he was like gone and he was not there most of the time. And then so we really only like started properly learning in sixth year. And our teacher who came in, he was like, oh my God, you know nothing.
Yeah.
So he didn't have time to like read through every chapter in the textbook. So he just gave us like really condensed notes.
That's probably better off.
Yeah, it actually was. And then I also use this other thing, and it's it was like, well, I referred to it as my Leaving Cert biology Bible, because it was just this teeny book, but it had everything for the Leaving Cert in it, like, or the Leaving Cert biology course.
You should make copies of that.
Yeah, sell it on the black market. But no, I think it's probably still for sale, like in good bookshops. It's, I think it was the Celtic Press, and it was like really just this tiny book, but it had all of the vital information in it. And if you don't have that, I think the Less Stress, More Success one's a good revise wise. If you're having trouble, kind of like we said there, it's all well and good to say, oh, you need to understand it, but some of you might really be struggling to understand it. You might read it again and again and it's just not going in. So I think those books are, I don't know about other subjects, but I really feel like for biology, those revision books,
they explain things,
they can
well
be really good for sort of breaking it down to really
basics. Yeah.
So
stick to
the
basics. The basics are so key in biology for everything. Like, even now when I'm doing biology in college, I'm like, oh yeah, that, I remember that from fifth year. Like,
oh, really?
It starts from the bottom and it builds up from there. So don't be scared to get really comfortable with your basics. And since you were talking about the textbook there, that reminds me to not avoid the textbook, okay? The textbook is grand. It has all the information that you need, but sometimes there's too much, like you're saying, it has loads of like copious extra information that can be irrelevant. And then you're trying to learn all that stuff and it's stressful. So instead, just stick to the exam papers. I don't think that you can really go wrong if you just do exam paper after exam paper after exam paper.
Yeah. Biology course is so repetitive.
So repetitive.
Every year it's the same question. Well, not obviously they don't phrase it the exact same way, but the content, it's the same stuff. I, towards the end, maybe like the last 2 months, that's all I did. Like for biology study, I don't think I did anything else other than just do past papers.
Yeah, and I wish that I had realized that more when I was actually doing my Leaving Cert, because now that I, like, since I've started working with StudyClix, like, I've seen it more and more now that I'm working with so many exam papers all the time and breaking them down. I'm like, this is so repetitive. It's the same things year after year after year. Like, just check one topic in the Leaving Cert Biology on StudyClicks, and you'll notice that like all the questions are so similar. Like, just go through them all and you have that entire topic complete. You don't need to go into any more detail like the textbook does into all this irrelevant stuff.
And you can get mock papers as well on StudyClicks if you want to get the extra premium. Like, so if you're really one of those students who wants to
even more
have said, okay, I've done every single question possible, I'm so prepared, there's mock questions there for you.
Yeah, and they can be so relevant. So I mean, sometimes they half predict what's going to be on the paper.
Yeah.
So the next thing I'd say is don't avoid the topics that you don't like. So obviously everyone has parts of the subject that they're not going to like. That's normal. But I found that when I was doing biology, I really liked the human biology and everything about the body and all that stuff. But I didn't like, you know, plants, botany, photosynthesis, the nitrogen cycle. I didn't really like that stuff. I way preferred the body things. So then I ended up kind of avoiding it at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then I realized, like when questions came up, I'd be so reluctant to even answer them. Because I'd just be like, no, I don't care about that. I don't like that. So so I had to just like allocate some interest and some time into those things and realize how actually doable they were once you stop being stubborn.
It's a motivation thing completely, because we get that a lot, like people messaging the site saying like, oh, I really hate Irish, so I can't study it. I can't get myself to study it because I just don't like it.
Yeah.
So it is kind of just a thing where you have to face it and you have to get over it, because at the end of the day, you have to do a question on it and you have to do that subject. So you might as well do well and suck it up for the moment and just learn it.
Yeah. I know it's hard to study something that you've completely no interest in, but like when I started looking at the plant stuff, I was like, well, actually, that is kind of interesting. You know, it's just this thought, like this preconceived idea, like that I hate that stuff, that stops you from learning efficiently. And then again, like there's only a certain amount in each topic that you need to know anyway. So if there's that topic you don't like, check the papers, see what comes up and learn that. Don't learn the extra bits that you don't like anyway and you've no interest in. Learn what you need to learn to cover you for the exam, and then you're fine. You'll be fine after that. Another tip I'd say would be familiar with the experiments. So I don't know, is it just that people forget about the experiments because they're focusing so much on like the actual curriculum apart from that? And there is a lot of other things as well. Like the relief you can get from going, flicking to the experiments section and seeing like three lovely experiments that you know fully well. I mean, it's just, you can't put a price on that, okay? Be really familiar with the experiments because it saves you so much stress. I mean, don't forget about them. I like give it some time, dedicate some time to just experiments, drawing them out, being able to write a method, being able to do sources of error, or knowing why some of the experiments happen, like I said earlier about the Petri dishes, like that's asked so often.
Yeah. And like you said there, like if you see three questions that you know you can answer, and then that's obviously an amazing feeling. But in contrast, then I think one thing that I would always say, even if with biology, you might first look through a question and you're like, oh my God, I can't answer that at all. What are they talking about? I don't know this word. And you freak out. And then that puts you in like a really bad situation for the rest of the exam. And because you're in this mindset,
yeah,
then
it's
like,
off-putting. Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, I'm screwed. What do I do? So I think definitely if you find yourself in that situation where you look through the paper and you find that there are certain questions that at a first glance you can't answer, don't freak out, breathe. Like, take a few breaths, 1, 2, 3. You have time to breathe and gather yourself again and look through it again, because chances are the second time you read it, it's going to be more manageable. Yeah, and you're like, oh, wait a second. Clearer. Okay, this is actually relating to photosynthesis or whatever it is. And then, you know, don't let yourself jump to conclusions about how hard a question is or anything like that. You know, put your best and put all your effort into the other questions, and then chances are you're still going to get a really good mark.
Yeah, and like the time it takes to fully cover the experiments, it's not worth throwing you off for the whole exam, because it's not a lot of time. It doesn't take a long time to learn the experiments, so it's not worth getting distracted for your whole exam for. Definitely just do them properly the first time around.
So how did you find, like, if you wanted to see how well you were getting on in a topic, how did you kind of test that?
Yeah, so testing yourself is so important. So there's this thing, learning by assessment, and it's actually like how StudyClicks kind of started off. So Luke could see that if you split up your subjects into their topics and then had each question separately, then attached to each question you had the marking scheme, you were immediately seeing like if you were right or wrong, And then if you were wrong, you're straight away seeing what the right answer should have been and like how the marks are being allocated, the buzzwords they were looking for, the statements they wanted, like complete definitions, or, you know, sometimes there's 2 marks for one part of it, 3 marks for the next part, and so on. Like, that's so effective because like you're learning to think like from the teacher's perspective almost, or the examiner's, and you know what they want from you. And it's just very efficient way of learning. You're not blabbing or anything, it's just the answer and that's it. So I think that learning by assessment is so important. And when I was using StudyClix in Leaving Cert, there was no quizzes feature like they have now, but I've made some of the quizzes now. So I've made the Leaving Cert biology one, for example, and even when I was making the quiz, I was like, I would have loved this.
They're so handy. I know.
Yeah, like, imagine. They're so nice.
I find especially for biology, because it's one of those subjects that there's a lot of just definitions, and like, for example, you can't really quiz English because what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Test someone on their quotes. Whereas biology is perfect for the quiz. You know, you just have like,
it's so nice. Yeah.
Whatever it is,
the answer and that's it.
Yeah.
And
what like, does ADP stand for? And then you can just really test yourself with these short questions, and there's MCQs, there's true false, you know.
Yeah,
it's really handy.
A few
for
open
just
ones just to make it hard.
Yeah. We gotta test you somewhere. But no, the quizzes are majorly helpful. I know, I was so jealous as well
when I was making them. I was like, I would have enjoyed them. Like, they do add a hint of fun.
Yeah, use the quizzes if you want. We're not trying to be too overly salesy here, like,
but definitely do use the quizzes.
Yes. Upgrade to premium.
They are, though, in fairness, they're very good. Then basically now I just have a few do's and don'ts.
Give us your do's. So.
I'll give you a few do's. practice diagrams with colours and labels. It's amazing, the power of colour and the power of labels, especially those of you who have a bit more of a photographic memory, or you like imagery or that kind of thing.
Highlighters,
highlighters, or you know those 4-colour pens that are like pink, purple, blue, green. I loved them. I mean, like all of my diagrams are drawn with them.
You're
like
a stationary nerd, right?
Yeah, I really like that. I just especially liked that pen. So handy, so convenient, all in one place. But that is really handy too. And because diagrams, you can often, like, if you can picture a diagram in your head, then you can write about it a lot easier. Or if you can picture where something is in your diagram or where the label was, then you can like describe that on paper or answer questions about it so much easier than trying to learn just words or just literature or a paragraph from your book. You know, diagrams are really helpful. Another thing is summarize chapters into nice, neat notes. So again, you don't need to learn everything in your textbook. Do summarize it. The neatness, but it's hard to learn from something that doesn't look nice. You know, aesthetics kind of is important, I think.
Yeah. Like, but what do you mean? Like bullet points? Is that what you would have used?
Not like that, but just like nice handwriting. Yeah, short sentences. Keep it simple. Just something that's nice to look at. I mean, some people like, even if you do like longer sentences, but I don't know if it's neat.
Don't try to put too much on one page, I suppose, because there's some people that will like fill every corner of the page with different like words, whereas I think minimalistic really.
Also, flashcards can be really handy. That's my next do. Make them if you like them. I know some people don't like them, but a lot of people do like them a lot and they can rely on them. They're so handy for the simple definitions. And we actually have them available on StudyClix, the Leaving Cert Biology flashcards. And they're so handy. Yeah. I mean,
you can find them on the blog page. Otherwise, if you're an active member of StudyClix, we'll just send them directly to you. Or otherwise, just ask us and we'll send you the biology flashcards. They are very handy and they save you a lot of time because you don't have to go making your own ones.
Yeah.
And they basically cover all of the definitions you need to know. Maybe not every single word, but they're pretty long. There's about 50 or 60 pages of flashcards there, I think. So it's not very eco-friendly, but it'll definitely help you a lot and save you a lot of time. So make sure to check those out.
Yeah, and you print those out. So I think it's nice as well to have something in your hand and something on paper rather than looking at things on screens. Another do that I have would be to learn some diagrams off by heart. I know I said earlier not to learn things off by heart. There is very little in biology that you need to know off, but just things like the carbon cycle, the nitrogen cycle, and aerobic and anaerobic respiration and photosynthesis. Those diagrams, so helpful, even helpful to like let you understand what's going on, and then helpful again in you can describe what's going on from your diagram even without drawing it out because you're just so used to it.
Yeah, and even like in the exam, if they don't ask for a diagram, there's no harm in making one out yourself, because I think if you If you can put your diagram on the piece of paper, the examiner then knows, maybe if you made a mistake somewhere else in the question, they can see that you've done out the diagram. You kind of know what you're talking about regardless.
Yeah.
So for yourself and for the examiner, it's definitely, you're not going to lose marks for drawing out a diagram, and you have time, like we said, so.
Yeah, and it will come across very competent that you can just not only talk about it, but actually draw out the diagram and show the process bit by bit. Another do I have is to know your biological equations. So, you know, things like respiration, where the input is oxygen and glucose and the output is energy, carbon dioxide, water vapor, those kind of things. Because I remember even in junior cert, like, they used to ask them, and leaving cert they will ask them as well. It's not like it's a guarantee every year, but it can come up, and being stuck on something so simple will be really frustrating. Yeah. I think so. They're just simple things, they don't take long, there's only a few of them,
and they'll increase your confidence as well. Like, if you go into an exam knowing that you don't know certain parts of it, your confidence will be hit straight away, and then you're kind of going in there nervous. Whereas if you go in knowing that you know at least these basic things, your confidence will be a lot higher.
Yeah, so. And even like, they are basics, you know. So if you're thinking of the process and you know what goes in and what comes out, then you can describe the in-between bits by putting two and two together most of the time. Another thing I'd say is obviously take one topic at a time. That's why on Stoic Lakes we split up our subjects into their topics, just because it makes it so much easier to have all of your questions about that one topic in one place. And then on top of that, the marking scheme is attached to each one. Like I was saying earlier, if you wanted to tackle just the topic that you don't like as much, or the couple of topics that you don't like as much, it makes it a lot easier to just have everything in one place.
Yeah, but like, obviously in Study Clicks we have the topics broken up into, for example, there's plant transport, but there's also plant reproduction. Try to, although do it one topic at a time obviously, but maybe try to
make
study
links.
Them in succession, so you can make links, yeah, like yeah. that, so that it all sort of connects together and makes
exactly,
sense in your
yeah.
head. Like, don't go from plant reproduction to respiration to genetics and then back to plant.
Yeah, don't confuse yourself, so, yeah. Unless you're going to spend a day at one topic at a time. I mean, just spit them up better. There's obvious links between some topics, so make those links on your own accord.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll manage. Then I have a few don'ts. So I've already spoken about most of these, I would say. Don't only use the textbook. I don't think it's a good idea to use that as your only resource. There's so many other and better resources out there. Don't place all your trust in the book. I just don't think it's a good idea.
Yeah, and don't waste your time. It's just
yeah,
so
it
time
is.
Consuming.
It's a big waste of time. Yeah. Don't learn information off by heart without understanding it. I know you're going to say you don't care about the understanding about it, and you just want to get through the exam, and you're going to learn off some bits of information. But in terms of actually remembering things, like comprehension and being able to understand what you're talking about, really ups your chances of actually remembering what it is when it comes to being questioned on something. So important. If you don't understand your teacher's description, again, reach out for other resources, videos, other people's descriptions, ask your friend to describe it to you, look at other notes.
Yeah. You can check out the discussion forum as well on Study Clicks, because sometimes like there's loads of students and teachers there who can maybe put it into simpler words for you or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So don't be afraid to reach out there either.
It might just take a different perspective on it. That's all it might take for some people, you know. Another don't would be, don't cross out answers, because everything on your paper will be marked. So if you have an answer there that might pick up a few points and then you rub it out, then they can't give it to you anymore. So everything gets marks. Don't cross out your answers. Don't use Tippex in your exam. You've probably heard that from your teacher a million times. But you never know where you might pick up a few extra marks. Another don't let one question throw you. So a bit like what we were saying earlier about the experiments,
yeah.
How if you see something that doesn't look very familiar, it can throw you for the rest, and that's only section B. Try to relax. I mean, obviously, it's not a nice situation to be in if you think you can't understand a big question, but take your time with it.
And that's the beauty of the beauty. No, there's not much. It's not like it's beautiful or anything, but
so beautiful.
The whole thing about the biology exam is that you can pick and choose in every section.
Exactly.
You don't have to answer. Like, we recommend that you do if you can, but you don't have to answer every single question.
Yeah.
So if you see a question that you can't understand, grand, leave it. Do another one.
Exactly. Just do what's asked of you, unless you have extra time or extra ability.
Yeah.
Another thing is, don't confuse similar looking words. So there's like a good few words in biology, I think, that are like, they look really similar, or
yeah.
they're spelled really similarly, but they can mean really different things. Like, for example, respiration and perspiration Okay, I used to mix these up a lot when I was in junior cert. And I remember my teacher was killing me because I'd be like, respiration is sweating. And she'd be like, no, it's not. No, it's not, Celine. Yeah. It's not. It's energy from food. So
finally, like, yeah, ATP and ADP, like knowing the difference. Yeah. Like, it's a really small difference, but...
And that's really important one because literally that's all in the one system. So just there is a lot of similar looking words. They can mean completely different things. Polar opposites. Just be careful with that. Another thing I'd say is don't cram because, again, people think that biology is a DOS or it's easy, but it's not.
It's hard work, but it's rewarding at the end of the day. If you find a love for it or you can really understand it, it can be a lot of fun, I think.
Especially it's quite a satisfying subject, yeah. I think. Especially because you're learning about yourself and like the world around you. So
yeah, that's another thing that you can really apply it to. If you're trying to study it, you can apply it to everything you see every day. If you're just trying to, even if you're not sitting down at a desk studying biology, you can kind of look outside and look, this is very airy fairy now, but like look at a tree and be like, okay, I wonder how it, you know, how are those green leaves there? And then go through the process of photosynthesis or whatever in your head, you know, you can
apply it everywhere. They're in there in the leaves.
It's all there. It's all around you.
So yeah, keep an eye out for those kind of things. I mean, link it to your world because it's there everywhere. Absolutely. And the last don't is don't panic, which is very cheesy, but it's true. And sometimes people do panic, whether it's mid-year or mid-exam. Try not to let that overcome you because it's really just negativity and like your own thoughts getting you down. I mean, what is the point of being panicked about something that you can't control anyway? Try to just cope with it. You don't have a lot of, like, well, obviously there's a lot of time in this particular exam, as it turns out. But I mean, there's not a lot of time to worry. There's more time to do your work and do the exam and just do the best you can.
Yeah, even if you kind of go out, you finish the exam and you come out of it and you're not too delighted with how it went, forget about it. Don't overthink it with all your friends and talk about what
don't be
each
discussing
other,
look,
it's done answers. At the end of the day, it's done. There's nothing else you can do. The only thing you can do is think positively about it, or else forget about it, because all you can do now is move on and do your other exams. So just don't overthink it, don't stress over what's done, and just move on. But
above all, probably forget about it. I mean, even if you think you did well, don't let it go to your head. Forget about it. Move on. There's more exams to do. And then just get it all over with. You'll soon be free.
Yeah. I know. You'll be fine. Don't worry too much about it. It's a doable exam, like we said.
Yeah, it really is. The curriculum's not huge. You've got loads of time. You don't have to worry about that anyway. I just find that timing can be a big stress in other subjects, but really, biology, you'll be fine.
And with all those tips, you should be fine. You should be on your way. Hopefully they will inspire you to do some biology study after listening to this podcast. I suppose that's all we have for today, Celine, is it?
Yep, that's all we got for you.
Let us know what you thought. You can contact us at info@studyclicks.ie, or you can message us directly via the site. You can also get in touch with us via social media. So Nessa, who's not here today, is in charge of that, but you can talk to her.
We miss you, Nessa.
But you can talk to her via Snapchat. It's study_clicks. You can also talk to her via Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. They're all just studyclicks.
Loads of options.
Yeah. And do make sure, if you like the podcast, to give us 5 stars on iTunes or subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening to it, because that makes us feel good and it also helps us get seen so that other students can sort of hear these fabulous tips like the one Celine just gave us. So yeah, we would really appreciate it. And otherwise, yeah, if you have any other stuff that you'd like to hear on the podcast, do get in touch.
Okay. Thank you, Emer.
Thank you, Celine. Until next time.